100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And we're back for your Monday. Good morning, Ari. How are you?
Really good. Firing. Yeah. Had an interesting weekend.
Did you?
I have some good news.
What is that?
I'll tell you now. So, my boyfriend's car.
Yeah.
Finally done.
Oh, it's after been over weeks. I was going to say it's weeks, but it's into counting it in months. This is you had to repair a paint area the size of a dinner plate.
Something like that. Yeah.
And it's now been done by an expert.
Yeah, my dad.
Spray painter.
Yeah. He's
like
been out of the game for years.
Spray painter. Yeah, right.
But he did a great job. You should have seen the smile on dad's face, like when
he's
finished
thrilled.
The job. He was so impressed. Impressed and proud of himself. Proud, new word.
Yeah. I was very proud of that job.
You know what? It was a great father-daughter moment because he's like showing me like the panel and stuff in the sun and I'm looking at it and I go, that's a good job, Daddy. He goes, I've still got it, Ari. Look at that. I'm so happy. And then I give him the biggest pat on the back. Like
he
loved it. A big slap on the back. I'm like, you're a legend, Dad. And he's like,
Yeah, I am. And my daughter's so proud of me.
Proud. I gave him a carton of Coronas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and he's like, don't do that, save your money. I'm like, Dad, just take it and say thank you.
Yeah, enjoy the beers. Mm. You know, you've worked hard for 4 weeks on this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What a great weekend.
Yeah, feeling the love.
Yeah, that is good.
Your weekend was good?
Yeah, I had house guests again all weekend. That was so fun.
Excellent.
Yeah, we had a great time. You know, drank a bit too much and all the good stuff. Drink responsibly.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So we had our house guests visiting over the weekend.
Yes, tell me more about
it. Up from Sydney. It was pretty cool because my friend, he arrives and he goes, I got you something. I was like, oh, a gift. How good's this?
Love that.
Out comes a full bottle of Japanese whiskey and the good stuff as well. He goes, shall we start? I was like, is it Friday?
Like, what time did he arrive?
Oh, they probably got there at like 7:30, something like that. I was like,
of course.
Crack that thing open. Throw away the lid. Let's go.
Have you had that one before?
Never. It was very nice. Wow. They brought it back from a trip from Japan.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, oh, it's over there was 50, 60 bucks. He looked it up in Dan Murphy's here. It was like $200. Like, you got a deal, duty free. Let's enjoy this thing. Anyway.
Get another one later.
Well, that's it. Only, there wasn't much left at the end of the weekend. Let's just say that. We had a good time.
I've heard nothing but good things about Japanese liquor.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Okay.
We just had it on the rocks.
Ooh.
No need for anything else.
You were living.
It didn't need anything else. Okay. It was, that's how delicious it was.
What would you usually have to mix with a whiskey if you had to? Like
a drop of water? One ice cube?
Okay, never mind.
Why mess it up?
I don't know. Apparently people want mixes.
None. For me, the only thing I would ever do to it is like a whiskey sour, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I've made that once or twice as egg white and a few other bits and bobs.
Weird.
Overly complicated.
Eggs in liquor?
Yeah. That's how they make, like, you know, whenever you get a cocktail with a bit of froth, that's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Almost inevitably, it's a bit of egg white.
My mind has been blown.
There you go. We're a learning show. That's what we're all about.
Science.
That's it.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Okay, so we thought we'd jump in here and put our two cents on the news for the day. There is quite a lot going on. First and foremost, Crevo, this is in your part of the world. This is a critical incident investigation that's happening in Mayfield.
Oh.
This is pretty intense, actually. This happened over the weekend. So apparently the investigation is underway after police officers shot a man who allegedly tried to attack them armed with an ornamental bladed shovel, they're saying, in Mayfield on Saturday. So this was around 4 o'clock
what
in the afternoon. Yeah.
An ornamental bladed shovel.
I think they're just trying to describe it without saying what it is. It looks like a sharp shovel of some kind. Like he came at police or whatever.
Wow.
So, just for legal purposes, initial reports said that the man, believed to be in his 40s, allegedly tried to attack police officers with a meat cleaver, which is crazy, okay?
Jeez.
So, you know, apparently the police were called to the unit on basically a domestic violence inquiry.
Right.
I can't say too much because it is a little bit sensitive.
Yeah.
They said that a woman attended the premises with police when officers arrived around 4:10 p.m. This man allegedly ran towards them armed with this bladed shovel, and a taser was then deployed. But apparently the taser was unsuccessful, so they then shot him to stop him from coming at them, allegedly.
Right. So
So he's in a hospital right now.
Okay, that was my next question. Okay, critical but stable.
Very interesting situation.
You
would hate to be the police officers having to do that.
To deal with all of that. It sounds very stressful and difficult, all of that. Well, hopefully, hopefully they're able to solve the situation, I guess, is all you can hope for in that situation, isn't it?
Yeah, calmly and seamlessly, hopefully.
Definitely.
Moving on, though. The Jets. We've got to talk about the success of the Jets over the weekend.
I like to hear those
Newcastle
two words together.
Coming away with a 2-1 win.
Oh, wow.
Against Adelaide United. So Adelaide United, they're a great team. They're near the top of the table. Jets still on 11th place on the ladder, unfortunately. However, it was Lachie Rose, the one and only friend of the show.
Yeah. New FM's very young.
That's right. Scored for the third consecutive game to help the side in a 2-1 shock win.
Fantastic.
This is incredible on Saturday night. So something good came out of Saturday, it would appear.
It was that. Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, God, we need to keep Lachie Rose in this squad.
It seems, lovely young man.
Yeah, doesn't eat pies.
Here. Yeah, well, that's another element to it.
He keeps his body intact, I'll give you that.
Yeah, he's definitely taking care of himself. And look, that's the result. You know, you do that, you eat less pies, you win more Jets games.
Oh, well, famously.
As the old saying goes.
Yeah, so congratulations to our boys.
Definitely. What fantastic news.
New FM. The Novos.
I saw this post come up on my Facebook. You know, like those random kind of throwback videos going, oh, you know, back in 1964's production of this, blah, 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 you know, this person did this.
Little facts.
In Hollywood, right? So I'm a little bit of a Hollywood buff. Anyway, so one of these videos came up and it was all about this woman called Sid Therese. Now, she was an absolute megastar as a dancer in MGM and Hollywood and stuff at the time. So one of these movies called Silk Stockings, obviously a musical, a dance film in 1957, it came up to show like some of her greatest choreography and things like that. Well, apparently she was best known as the legs in Hollywood.
Okay.
Right? Now, because she was such a well-valued dancer and she was in most of the big productions with like Gene Kelly and all that type of thing, she had her legs insured for $5 million. And back then in 1957, that is an enormous amount of money.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Well, the studios actually made this push themselves to say, we need to make sure that she's covered.
That's what they're worth, yeah.
Yeah, basically. And you know what? To be that good and have insured legs, you know that you're on a good wicket. Talented.
I mean, I've insured my legs.
Have you?
For what
reason?
Well, because of all the, ballet and dance movies that I'm going to be in the future. I thought, I've got to protect the value of them.
I didn't know you were in center stage and all that.
And it's so smooth and supple as well. So I just thought, you know what? It'd be a crime not to.
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah, I believe that for a whole half a second.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I thought I could look into some of the other celebrities who have financially supported some of their parts.
Okay. Have you got? Who else has done some silly stuff?
First and foremost, this doesn't surprise me, David Beckham, the professional footballer.
Yes.
He insured his legs and his face, which is hilarious, for up to $195 million.
Well, yeah, from all the ads and stuff he does, it's probably that kind of money.
Well, I think he can, insure his whole body if that's the case, because he's doing, all these Calvin Klein ads.
That's right. Well, maybe he thought less likely to be damaged.
Maybe, yeah.
If I trip and fall and I break my nose and it's bent to one side, like some crooked old townhouse that's falling down, then sure.
Over in England. Yeah.
Then I need a claim.
Fair enough. How about this? Model Heidi Klum. She's a weird one, that one. But, you know, she's still going. She insured her legs for $2 million, but she did reveal in an interview that her left leg is not worth as much as her right because there's like a little scar caused by falling on a piece of grass.
That's the silliest thing. Well, you see, if she had have insured them before, she could have claimed.
Yeah, and then she fell over on a bit of blade of grass and cut herself
open. That's what
open
she
anyway.
Reckons.
Bruce Springsteen, the singer, insured his vocal cords for $3.5 million.
Makes
and, of
sense.
Course, the most ridiculous, Jennifer Lopez, actress and singer, insured her butt for $27 million.
Well,
it's a big butt.
That was...
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live... All local, 100% Newcastle.
All right, so now, right now, it's peak peach season.
Peach?
Peach season.
Gwynfeth peach, yes.
Yeah. So, I went to Harris Farm.
Oh, you're living good.
Well, you know what? They had these, like, massive peaches.
Really?
And you could, you know when you can just smell the aroma of a peach?
It's pretty good.
There's something about it.
Yeah.
Right? I've got to grab me some of those peaches. So I got like a big bag of them and I made a peach cobbler.
Okay, what is a peach cobbler? I've heard it like in American TV shows.
It's basically sort of like stewed peaches on the bottom, or they're not stewed, but they're baked.
Ooh.
And then in a sort of syrup. And then on top, it's like clumps of scone.
Scone?
Yeah.
Yum.
And then brown and on top.
Oh.
So you can, like, when you look at the top of it,
yeah,
you can see clumps of scone, but you can still see the peaches poking through.
Okay.
It was a next level. Everyone was raving about it.
Amazing. Did you save some peaches just for, like, a regular chop?
No, I put them all in the cobbler.
Oh, no.
I'll buy some more.
Okay.
They were just so good.
Right.
They were... like $7-$8 a kilo. It's not cheap, but they were unbelievable.
So yeah. Worth it.
Oh, worth it. I'm sorry, but they were like 10 times better than any Woolies peach you've ever had.
Oh, fair
worth
enough.
Worth every cent.
You would hope so coming from Harris Farm. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah, well, you know when you buy something, you go, this is just worth every cent.
Yeah, right.
That
okay.
was it. Treat yeah. yourself. That's my advice.
Got to have a bit of whipped cream with it, though, too.
If you want. I had a bit of ice cream and it was just on another level.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Regular chef connoisseur.
Yeah, well, peach season, get amongst it. That's my top tip here in Newcastle.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
This story, though, seems a bit wild and a little bit dirty, if you ask me. So there's this guy over in Wales. I keep wanting to say over in Welsh, but Welsh is just the terminology for Wales.
That's the language, so don't do that.
Well, apparently this guy called James over in Wales, he's trying to put in a bid to buy this specific dump. It's called... ooh, let me just try and see if I can find it. No, doesn't tell
doesn't
me.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't... okay. Docksway Landfill in Newport. There you go. So, basically, he claims that he earned a lot of money or has a lot of money in Bitcoin, wrapped up in Bitcoin, like $800 million worth.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Now, I don't know how Bitcoin works, but I'm assuming that's pretty decent wicket.
Well, that's the how much it's worth, $800 million.
Mm.
So that's a lot of money. That's nearly $1 billion, Ari.
Well, it's alleged that his ex-girlfriend or girlfriend at the time, she threw this computer, which has all the storage of the Bitcoin on it. She threw it away. Obviously, you throw something away, goes to your latest or
your
closest
local,
landfill.
Yeah, dump.
And, you know, gets chucked in with everything else that's dirty and old and has no use for anything else anymore. So it's somewhere in this landfill, allegedly.
What a nightmare.
Well, once he found out and he's like, wait a minute, I've got all this cash wrapped up in Bitcoin. I've got to go find it. So he goes there, tries to look for it, can't find it, but he's like, I need more time. So he wants to put in a bid to buy the place before it closes.
Oh, they're getting rid of the dump.
They are.
Closing it out.
Well, yeah, they want to get rid of the dump, but to do that, they have to, like, concrete over it and things like that and get rid of things in a different way. So, in other words, if he doesn't buy this dump and soon before it closes, he could lose it forever.
Well, that is your worst nightmare. I mean, first of all, losing the computer to the tip, that's terrible. But having the dump concreted over, literally concreting in $800 million.
You'd be going up to the person who's running that being like, please, give me another 2 weeks to try and find this.
I think it's going to take more than 2 weeks. There's so much stuff there.
True, that's very true.
Good luck to him is all I can say.
New FM.
The Novos.
Now, I'm bringing you a story from Hollywood. It is very confusing. It does not make sense. There are reports flying left, right and centre and we don't know which is true. But allegedly, Ye, or Kanye, and wife Bianca Censori are on the brink of a divorce. Allegedly.
Oh, jeez.
Well, funny you say that, because apparently, from all reports, Censori doesn't actually have a prenup to him. So, if they actually do divorce, she will get $5 million after they split, but there's no prenup.
That sounds very small, like a small amount, considering how much he's worth.
Well, considering how much she does.
Well, apparently he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, so I guess so.
$5 million seems like a chump change. She needs better lawyers.
Yeah, I think so. Well, apparently whispers started to make rounds in the wake of Ye's naked stunt on the Grammys. Well, his wife's naked stunt, I should say, which sparked concerns saying that the duo planned to divorce, blah, blah, blah. So I've looked at all these accounts. I've read through all the articles. Apparently, according to The Hollywood Reporter, 2 days ago, came out to say, nah, fake news.
Really? So they're still together? I mean, for me, the point, you can actually pinpoint the exact moment in time when Kanye lost the plot.
Oh, God, I can't even remember.
2018 is the year, and it's when he released this song.
Boop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop.
What the hell?
Poop-dee-scoop-dee.
Legit release from him in 2018.
Boop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop. Poop-dee-dee-whoop-scoop.
That's a song?
Yeah. It was released by him in 2018. It's called Lift Yourself. And to me,
like
that,
a poop scooper.
That is the exact moment in history whenever he released that or wrote it or whatever it was.
You've lost your tiny mind.
He went off the rails because anyone who thinks that this is a great song.
Poop-dee-dee-scoop.
Needs to meet with someone professional to sort out some of their many problems.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So anyone who knows me understands my love for Chinese food. Oh, satay chicken, chicken chow mein, combination. Oh, I love it. Anyway, so...
Do you?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so on Saturday night, went over to the boyfriend's house and he's like, yeah, let's have a bit of dinner. So, okay, what should we get? Should we just get like some Guzman or should we just make something up in the air fryer? Like, what do you want to do? Anyway, so we finally get to Stephen's Asian Kitchen Takeaway in Georgetown.
Oh, that's I know it well.
Yeah, so 60 Georgetown Road, that's where it's located. honestly, it was sensational.
Are you on the books with the address and everything?
All he wanted was just like a combination stir fry. Not stir fry.
All he wanted was
rice.
A plug for a free meal.
No.
Hi, Stephen. That is good food there.
Well, he has been going there for a while.
Yeah,
like
it's a long time.
Now. And Will was like, oh, I just want the fried rice, the combination of fried rice. You've got to try it. Anyway, beautiful. The best one I've ever had in Newcastle.
It's delicious there.
Oh,
you know,
prawn chips are massive. I ate all of them.
Like their entire stock?
No, just one bag.
Oh,
now,
right,
that
right.
might have been an entire stock for someone.
Yeah. Not for you.
My belly.
You versus prawn chips.
I win every
you
day. Every time, give me the prawn chips. It's all mine. Anyway.
Well summarized.
Asian Kitchen.
Yeah, shout out.
Oh, you
yeah,
guys have to
food.
Go try it if you haven't.
Yeah, if you have. It is delicious. They're Malaysian Chinese.
Yeah.
And they've got the rotis as well with a bit of curry. Oh, my God,
oh,
so
I
good.
I did see a curry option on there.
Yeah,
menu.
Crispy.
Yeah.
They're so crispy and light.
They overflow their takeaway containers. It's incredible.
That's good. That's good, like, business, isn't it?
Yeah, it was so
look
popular.
Look how full that is. Yeah, they're
the
pumping.
The amount of people coming in and out that shop, wow. They're doing good.
Well put, well put. Give them a try if you haven't.
New FM. The Novos.
Cars.
Last week on the show, we got to talking about relationships and when you move in with someone.
Yeah.
How you can find out in different stuff you didn't know about them. Because when you're sort of living separately, you can keep some of that stuff, you know, off the books. And they don't know the truth about it. Oh, you leave your socks on the floor, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, your toiletry business, you know.
Yeah.
You think, order you do things in.
That's right. All these sort of little habits and stuff. Mm. We got to talking about that. And somebody mentioned they found out when they moved in together, their partner sleeps on their back, like completely still, as if they're in a coffin.
See, this is a point of argument, though.
It totally shocked me because to me, side sleeping is the only sleeping.
Nah.
It's the only way to sleep, and it's the most comfortable way to sleep.
You're depriving yourself.
Of what?
Of all the different ways you can sleep.
No, no. Back, sleeping on your back, dead still, like a mummy in a coffin, is really weird.
Well, that's probably where the term dead sleep comes from.
Well, could well be. but I thought, look, let's find out if anyone else is doing it. Have you ever heard of or know of somebody that sleeps like that?
Yeah, I think sometimes.
I
think my partner does sometimes too.
What? No, occasional sometimes. On your back is not the same as all the time on your back.
Oh, then no.
It's very, very rare. Like occasionally you lay down on your back. That's one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But this, what we were hearing about was, oh no, that's their main way of sleeping.
Oh, interesting.
They lay down of an evening on their back and then they wake up in the same position, haven't moved.
I think that is a little bit strange. Like, how does your brain function in such a still environment?
What do you mean, such a still environment?
Well, like, I feel like your brain activity wouldn't be as, you know...
I don't think the two are connected.
I reckon it is.
All right. Well, let's leave that theory aside.
Sorry.
Because what I want to do here is find out how common this is.
Mm.
Do you live with or are you a full-time back sleeper? I reckon that must be the most rare sleeping position in Newcastle. Because I've never heard of anyone doing it. Oh, sure, like a five-minute nap or something, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But to sleep all night on your back, that's weird.
Yeah, that is a lot, yeah.
Okay, so if that's you or you know someone that's a full-time back sleeper, first of all, we want to hear from you. 4967-4105. Starting in Maitland with Angus. Good morning, Angus. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Pretty good.
That's the way.
That's awesome.
Do you know a full-time back sleeper?
Yeah, mate. No one well. Myself.
Oh, what? Really?
Really? Have you been like this your whole life?
My whole life.
It's like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
Always on your back. Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you find you sleep better?
Yeah, I sleep better. Actually, I've got sleep apnea, and then when I got diagnosed with that, the doctor was like, "You need to wear the mask. You need to sleep on your back." And I was like, "I already do that."
That's not a problem, buddy.
Nice. He sounds well rested, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah,
I like it. Okay, sticking in Maitland, Alan, are you a back sleeper?
Yeah, I am actually.
Oh, that was a good guess. Oh my gosh, what's the meaning behind this? Why do you do it?
Well. Basically, I used to have my dog sleep between my legs, so just to comfort the dog, I'd remain sleeping on my back, which is crazy.
That's a rude thing to call your partner.
Oh, yeah.
So the dog's not sleeping with you anymore, but you stayed on your back?
Yeah, well, just thinking about, like, going back a long time, my mother used to wake me up all of a sudden. You sleep, I'm going, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And she go, "Don't sleep like that."
It's freaking
you. You're freaking your mum out and your dog out by the sounds of it.
And now he lives on his own because he's a back sleeper.
Well, it sounds well rested once again, doesn't he?
Maybe there's a science to it.
It could well be. Could well be. In Maitland again, it's Rachel. Good morning. Are you a back sleeper?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, thank
who
you.
Exactly. I know a friend who has a partner who sleeps like that, like Sheldon on the Big Bang Theory.
Yes. All tucked in and everything.
I like how Sheldon the oddball has become known as the back sleeper.
Yes.
He has, but he does. He sleeps just like that. She says it. It's so weird. She says when she wakes up, she's... He's just there.
I couldn't sleep in the same bed. I'd have to go sleep on the couch.
You kick him out?
Yeah.
Or you kick yourself out?
Either one.
Either or, as long as you're not in the same room, right?
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
Oh, I do love this game. It's a game of speed and skill, wit, knowledge, if you will. Basically, sure. The Novo's name Fire, we give you 10 seconds on the clock, then you have to give us five examples of a specific category, right?
So that's
we did
right.
Just prior to the break, we had types of beer. Crevo, you got in.
Just in time, though. It was a little bit tight there for a second. You had me worried, if I'm honest. All right, let's meet our contestant for this morning.
Please.
In Taro, it's Monique. How are you?
Hey. I'm really good, thank you. I'm just sitting out here in the backyard looking at the lorikeet and the magpie.
Are they friends or...?
I don't know. I think they're having an argument on who owns the tree.
Get off my post.
I think that's what's happening.
Who's winning?
Oh, I think the magpie, because another one just swooped in and the other two just left.
Oh, 2-on-1.
Ganging up.
I think that's what just happened.
Yeah, they call to their mates, like, come on, we're trying to...
Yeah, we're going to flock in onto this.
Flock in.
We got to try and win this tree at Monique's house. It's so good.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what? I do have a little nice parcel of the world.
Missed all that, but doesn't
nice
matter.
Part of the world.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Nice parcel. It's a parcel. It's not a part, it's a parcel.
What did you get in your parcel?
Because it's only tiny. It's only like tiny like a parcel.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
tiny like a parcel.
I hear the words, but I don't get it, Monique. It's all right. It's
Monique,
all right.
He's slow
you
today.
You will when you see birds.
There you go. No, that's it, Crevo. You're slow. Keep up.
Well, let's see. All right, so you know how the game works, Monique? I think we need to move on to that.
I have a broad spectrum on how this works. I'm going to wing it.
Nice. A little bird pun there. So this is how it works. You got 10 seconds on the clock. Name five things from the category Ari gives you, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Great. Here we go.
Okay, ready, Crevo? Get that button ready.
Yep.
Monique, name five flavours of muffins. Go.
Okay, blueberry, banana, carrot, walnut, raspberry.
No, I'm taking it.
Yeah, you
walnut
had the five.
And raspberry can be
I'm
different.
Giving you that.
Well done, Monique.
Did I do it?
Yeah,
you did.
I like it.
So do I. Well done. You got yourself two tickets to Gold Lounge at Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
Oh, love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to do that when the kids are at school. I can actually eat popcorn when I go and I need to go to the toilet.
You know what?
I love you, Monique.
Yeah, there's so much you said this morning. I only understood about half of it, but I loved every second.
UFM. The Novos.
One of the biggest points of contention is the different types of generations and how they have a different approach to life, right?
Sure. It's always an argument. Oh, these ones are more lazy. These ones working harder.
Well, especially when it comes to work ethic like that, right?
Sure.
And what we should be expecting from our world and our jobs and all that kind of thing. Well, there's a new trend amongst Gen Zers in particular called micro-retiring. I know a lot of people that do this.
So, Gen Z, what age are they now?
So, probably around my age, I reckon.
Let's just do a quick Google.
Actually, maybe no, it's just less. No, Gen Alphas are really young'uns.
Yeah, that's right. So, Gen Z, what age are they? Their current ages, 13 to 28.
Okay, so that's me. I'm 27 now.
Yeah, so...
So amongst, you know, kind of my cohort of even friends that I hang out with.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, micro-retiring, right? So Gen Z workers are choosing to extend their holidays, claiming lengthy breaks throughout the year are more imperative to their mental health. In a nutshell, it's the mindset of giving a job everything you've got has been replaced by a desire to rinse a roll of all possible benefits, basically taking prolonged sabbaticals.
You're only 28 at a maximum.
Yep.
So are you ready for a long sabbatical?
God, no. It's like you go into a job, you're there for about a year and a half or something like that. It's like, I'm going to take 6 months to a year off. I'm going to go travel or I'm going to relax or do some influencing or whatever the case is. The world's your oyster. But it's all in a push for, like, mental health and a healthier, more balanced lifestyle instead of retiring at 60 or 70. So, like, when are you going to retire officially then?
So
when you're dead?
Yeah, I understand that taking time off's important.
It is. Like, but that's why you have...
But if you've only been there 6 months to a year, you haven't even worked yet. You haven't even passed your probation. You're not coming back.
Pretty much. But, like, this is the
Who's
thing.
Getting that?
It's such a different way of living, and I'm not sure I'm about it. Because, like, it... look, that damages and stalls careers. If you haven't even got started. Can't even climb the ladder if you're taking yourself off the rungs.
Well, that's it. If you're not climbing any kind of ladder after 6 months in a job, that's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Just go be a dog photographer and let it be.
Well, that's it. At least you work your own schedule then.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So the other day, I was in the Aldi at Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting a bit of shopping.
You're local.
And I spotted in the car park.
Oh, here we go.
An Aston Martin DB9 in black.
Hey? Who's rich enough to have that?
Well, it's a very rare car. So there's only probably, I think, I looked it up. There's been about 350 ever imported to Australia.
Ooh.
And in black, maybe, there'd be probably five colours. There's maybe, you know, 60 of them in Australia ever imported. What's it doing in the Mayfield car park?
Yeah.
At Aldi?
Most basic part of Steel City. Yeah, I have no idea.
It's a great question.
Maybe they like Aldi too.
Maybe they were going for some of those center aisle purchases.
Oh, the Twiggy Sticks. Yeah. That's what I'd be going for. Twiggy sticks, give it to me.
Are they a different, is it Twiggy brand or are they their own brand?
They had
Twigsy or something like that.
No. They did have their own special brand a little while ago, but I think they've switched over to Primo or something.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Possibly they were after that.
Mm.
Or maybe they just wanted, you know, a chainsaw and some toilet paper at the same shop.
And some cheap knockoff Havaiana thongs.
All at the same time. Possibly that's what they were after.
Wow.
But a rare spotting.
Did you, like, stop and take a photo of it?
I didn't take a photo because I'm not that kind of person. Yep. But it's a rare vehicle to see ever. So well, I was impressed.
If you're around Mayfield and you see this car, all enthusiasts will flock.
It's possible it lives local or maybe it was passing through. Maybe. We'll never know.
Lives in Merriweather.
That's more likely.
Yeah.
For that level of vehicle. Let's just say that.
New FM. The Novos.
I'm looking for, I guess, a bit of inspiration, some ideas here.
Okay.
Because some of the... When you have a little kid, Esme, my little baby...
Yeah. How old is she now?
She's 8 months old. Nine months old now.
Beautiful.
It's a different way of comedy.
What do you mean?
You can't do the normal jokes because she doesn't have, like, the understanding of satire and stuff like that.
Not yet.
No, none of these concepts. So you have to come up with different stuff to make her laugh.
Because
obviously that's the greatest joy.
It is.
It started out with super easy. You could just pull out stuff like this. You just look at her and go, zzz, zzz, and she go, that's a funny sound, crack up laughing. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Or, you know, like, just turn your head around really quickly. And she go, wow, that's fast. And crack up laughing. Yeah,
or
brilliant.
Like the peekaboo thing.
A little bit of peekaboo was working early on.
Mm-hmm.
These jokes now gone stale.
Oh,
she's over it.
She doesn't find you funny anymore.
Not finding it funny. So I'm looking for a bit of inspiration here.
Yeah, tough crowd.
4967-4105. How do you make an absolute baby laugh? If you've got any tips, ones that worked on your kids, perhaps, or maybe you're going through it at the moment, if you've got any good ideas, 4967-4105.
The little technique that I use with, he's kind of like my nephew, my good friend's son.
I was going to ask, because you've got a little kiddo living across the road, similar age.
Yeah, well, he's about, I think, 6 months old now, possibly. Anyway, so whenever I see Marco, right, that is my first thing that I want to try and do, of course, is make him laugh, right? And so he likes to look at the shirts that I wear. So I wear bright colours because he likes to look at all the bright colours and the branding and whatever. But one thing that makes him laugh, I just make the most horrendous faces at him.
Oh, okay.
And start using the voices, you know, like, how you doing? And all that type of thing. He finds it hilarious.
An Italian mafia voice with a funny face.
Yeah, but like, kind of like Wazowski. Like that, oh, okay. That slug, you know?
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
voice.
Yeah,
all right.
Pretty much. And then my mum, she does this with all of our family friends' babies, right? She'll, like, bounce up and down on her knee, right,
classic.
For example.
Yeah.
And she'll, like, move them in and out, right? Like, kind of like bring them close to her face and then back, and she'll be like, oh today, handsome boy, and whatever. Apparently
that works.
Yeah, okay. He's like, I know I'm handsome, ha ha.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay, there's a couple of techniques, a couple to try for me there. Let's go to Madawi first of all. Gabby, what are your tips?
Yes, so I have a little 2-year-old niece at the moment.
Yep. Oh,
and I recently struck comedy gold. This just cracks her up every time.
Okay.
Yeah, what have you got?
So I put my hands above my head and I growl like a bear and I tried to chase her with big sort of exaggerated footsteps.
Yeah.
And she tries to get away the whole time. She's laughing her head off. She just thinks it's the funniest thing she's ever seen.
God bless.
All right, give us your bear growl just quickly so I know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, you're a legend, Gabby.
That was pretty good. All right.
That's actually kind of scary.
Yeah, I was mildly scared. let's go to one more, shall we?
Yeah, Joe in Newcastle, good morning. What's your last
tip? Joe's gone.
Joe.
Come on,
Joe.
Joe hung up. Obviously didn't want the tickets. Oh, well. Better luck next time.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Being a typical Sunday night, what we used to do was the tradition of Mum and I sat down on the couch and we watched maths.
Yeah, that's right.
So we did that last night.
Okay, yeah, how was it?
It was good. I'm starting to like the show again because...
You went off it for a minute.
I did because I was like, look, I'm a bit bored. I'm not following the relationships. It's all sure. Meh. But after last night's commitment ceremony, I'm back in hook, line and sinker.
Nice.
So what I have noticed about watching this show over the years, right?
It's about true love?
Seasons, no. I always know when the producers are trying to like lead into or hook a little scandal.
Oh.
Like a cheating scandal.
Is there one on the way, do you reckon?
I think it's innocent at the moment. Just two friends chatting away, but they always do something like this and it always leads to scandals.
Like a tongue kiss.
Could be. We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, but like a bride from a certain relationship has been talking to one of the other grooms.
Has there been texting? Like late night texting?
I don't know about the late night texting. There might be something to come out of it later on this season. Who knows? But, you know, they're opening up to each other, like not what they're doing with their partners and whatever. So it could lead somewhere, but that's what they want you to think. They're playing with your mind.
That's it's almost as if they're doing it for the drama.
Oh, right.
But we all know that it is a show about true love.
And commitment.
So we know that that's not the case.
Absolutely no.
New FM. The Novos.
Now, obviously, Chapel Roan, big star at the moment.
Yes.
You'd be hearing the song Pink Pony Club on New FM a lot.
It's one of her most iconic songs at the moment.
Yeah, she's a massive star. And you and I were listening to it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We just had it on here in the studio.
Yeah.
And both of us had the same reaction.
Mm.
Oh, my God. It sounds a bit like that Queen song, Don't Stop Me Now.
Yes. You could hear little subtleties in there.
You could. And so, look, we started to listen to it. It really is similar. So I put my music investigation hat on to try and figure out what's going on. So to demonstrate this, I've got the intro, or the introduction rather, to the Chapel Roan song. Have a listen to this firstly. This is like the first bit.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA.
You hear that and you're taken away and you think, what a great voice, what a great bit of piano work.
Yeah.
Have a listen to the start of the Queen song, Don't Stop Me Now.
I love Queen.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself.
Ooh, strong piano.
Yeah.
Good time, I feel alive.
So, look, the voice, obviously the lyrics and stuff are different.
It's a completely different song. Yes, we get it.
But if you listen to that rhythm and stuff, I'm thinking, God, it's so similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah, the pace kind of seems like it lines up a bit.
And it does line up exactly.
Really?
So here's my demonstration of it. What I did was take the music from Don't Stop Me Now and the lyrics from Chapel Roan, and I put them together. Now, I just directly put them together. I didn't change anything. The pace and stuff matches exactly right. The pitch you'll hear is a little bit off. Have a listen.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
The rhythm, though, is exactly right.
Oh, absolutely. It's just flat.
Keep listening.
I'll turn it inside out.
Oh, yeah.
It's exactly the same rhythm.
It picks up at the same time, too.
It picks up. Yeah. It gets faster at exactly the same time.
Wow.
Now, I've done a little bit of music magic here, and I took... All I did was change the vocals up one semitone. So on a piano, that's just going from the white key to the little black one next to it, from F to F sharp.
Yeah, yeah, I know the one.
One semitone. I just pitched them up, and have a listen to this. Honestly, you decide if there's been some sort of, like, copying here.
Yes.
I'll let you be the judge. This is the two together.
With a little bit of a fix.
One tiny semitone up.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself
Whoa.
A real good time. I feel alive.
Perfect. It really lines up. Oh, my God.
The rhythm is exactly the same where it picks up again here.
What? I'm having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger. Defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by.
I think you've just become a DJ, Creever.
I don't think it's that. I think there's just some copyright infringement going on is what I reckon.
New FM.
The Novos.
I've seen this article that talks about how, I guess, young recruits to the Italian mafia are being trained, or how they should be trained, rather, and kind of adapting the way of the world and so how these are trained.
Is this in Italy?
This is proper Italy. This is Sicily. There you go. Well,
nice.
Apparently, okay, so... One of a serious nature, just quickly before you get into the fun side of this.
Do you want me to turn off the fun music?
No.
Okay.
So raids have just happened across Sicily where, you know, they trapped a couple of mafia bosses and some of their gangs and their tribes, whatever.
Out.
Yeah, so they've seized a lot of stuff. Anyway, so one of the arrested alleged mafia don, Giancarlo Romano, was heard on a wiretap actually slamming the caliber of young Sicilian mobster recruits as miserable. He has been caught saying, "The level is low. Today they arrest someone and he becomes a turncoat." Speaking on the tapped phone, Romano was heard also advising a young colleague to go to school where you'll meet doctors, lawyers, those who run Italy, right? He also urged the recruits, right, to watch The Godfather, the 1972 film
The Godfather,
depicting the mafia's ties to politicians in order to learn the trade. So they turn around and be like, hey, you want to know how to actually be in the mafia? Go watch the actual movie.
So that I mean, that's a compliment to whoever made the movie to
right?
get it so accurate.
I know. Anyway, so I was like, you know what? If you're watching The Godfather, right?
Yeah.
And you've got these iconic quotes coming in left, right and centre. All of them. I've gone through like the top 30 in the movie,
sure.
right? They all teach you something.
Okay, so are you going to do some of your best, like, Ari wants to join the mafia quotes?
Oh, you betcha.
All right, let's hear them.
So some of them are funny, some of them are more serious, okay?
I'm ready.
First one, it's got to take the cake or the dessert, if you will.
The tiramisu?
Leave the gun, take the cannoli. Like in a getaway car.
I love that.
That's actually words to live by. Don't touch the gun. Just take the dessert instead. It's all good.
The most important part of any meal is the cannoli.
Yeah, and then Don Corleone, which is like the actual head, he's like, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
That was pretty good
you.
I think you're ready to join the mafia.
This is a good life lesson.
Sure.
Great men are not born great. They grow great.
That's big.
There was another character that said, in Sicily, women are more dangerous than shotguns.
Ooh.
I believe it.
I believe it when I hear it from you. It's, have you got like a big stack of 50s inside that packet of fantastic crispy rice snacks? Is that what's in there?
I could tell you, but that means I have to kill you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Good
okay.
as well.
Okay, my favorite one. My
I'm ready.
Now you come and say, Don Corleone, give me justice. But you don't ask with respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather. You come into my house on the day that my daughter is to be married, and you ask me to do murder for money? Get out.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That right there was...
Day my daughter's wedding. That's what my father would say if he was in the mafia. He'd be as vicious as Don Corleone.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
I've found something so good for you, Crevo, over
the
weekend.
I'm ready. What
okay,
have you got?
You are not going to want to miss this. And Novocastrians alike should not miss this either. Ready? Gentlemen, this is a democracy manifest. So, presented as part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival, At Your Service Theatre Co., this is in the Newcastle Theatre Network Facebook group, brings you the world premiere of a succulent Chinese musical. You know,
what?
Succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah.
It's been made into a musical.
Oh, that is cool.
Experience the story of the man behind the meme, career criminal Jack Carlson, and take in the 100% historically accurate musical numbers. Tickets on sale now, March 28.
Oh, that is right up my alley.
So good. It's at Adamstown Heights.
Sounds very funny.
Adamstown's kind of near you. It's easy to get to.
Oh, easy enough. Yeah. 10-minute drive.
Yeah, so this is part of the Fringe Festival that's coming up soon.
That's
yeah.
so cool. I didn't realise it had been made into a musical.
Either did I.
What a great idea, whoever
really
came up with that.
Yeah.
New FM. The Novos.
And boy, Newcastle is becoming a more and more sophisticated city, and I love it.
I would say it has a lot of updates all the time. There's a heap of different, you know, cultures.
Culture is on the go, and it's just one of the best things about living here.
Definitely.
So, Friday, of course, was Valentine's Day, and I'm a very romantic man. It's known, right? So I got my wife a beautiful bunch of sunflowers, which is her favourite flower.
Happy flower.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And we decided we wanted to go to this restaurant called Frenchie in Carrington.
Oh, wee wee?
Yeah, it's in an old pub. Which they've converted into this restaurant. Obviously, there used to be heaps of pubs in Carrington.
Oh, yeah.
Being sort of the heart of the city. But now, like, a few of them have done stuff like this. So it's turned into a restaurant.
Lovely.
And honestly, the Valentine's menu wasn't what I was after. I wanted to have, like, the French classics.
Yeah.
So we went at lunchtime instead before they kicked off the Valentine's menu. So,
oh, that's smart.
Little hack there for you.
Yeah.
If you don't want to get stung by the Valentine's menu.
Yeah.
So you go in there and, yeah, service pretty nice. And you've got it's a bit of a French vibe going on. They've got the French music and stuff happening.
Oh, sacré bleu.
Yeah. And then there's also like one of the waiters was a little bit sort of, not dismissive, but a bit brief. And it felt very French.
And that is French style.
Exactly. Yep.
Comment allez-vous français?
Yeah, and he was just quick and, you know, I was like, oh, that's the French for you. But God, they can cook.
Yeah.
Anyway, so went for all of the classics. So started off with the escargot, the snails. Which were delicious.
What? That is so... Okay, what's the texture like? Is it rubbery?
Not
how
really.
How I think a slug would taste?
No, not really too rubbery. They're pretty... Like, the bite's pretty easy on them. Maybe like prawn texture, I would say. Yeah, something like that.
Wild.
And not too... Bit small, like the meat is small, but lovely garlic butter sauce, of course, delicious.
Oh my God.
I would have added a bit of chili to it, but that's just my taste.
Should
I
ask for a bit extra in a little ramekin?
You can never do that at a place like that. They'll get upset.
At French. What? You don't like my food?
It's that kind of vibe, right? Then went for the steak tartare, the raw beef, which was with a raw egg on top. It was delicious. That was the top scoring, like, dish of the day. Had the scallops as well, with like a some sort of green sauce. Don't know, mystery green sauce. they were pretty nice.
Famously.
And then there's the we had the tuna niçoise, which is like raw. It's not raw. It's slightly cooked tuna.
Okay.
Like fresh tuna.
Okay.
And then a little salad underneath. And then, of course,
niçoise salad.
Yeah, the absolute star is the steak frites, which is steak and fries, basically.
Oh.
With a nice sauce.
The French fries?
Of course, yeah. they're really thin ones.
Yeah, they are.
So if you're looking for like bistro-style French food, give it a go. It's called Frenchy in Carrington.
Interesting, though, just a quick little thing that I've noticed.
Yeah.
The fries, like the people, they're all thin.
That is true. They eat all that rich food. What is their secret? I don't know.
UFM.
The Novos.
And Ari, we're pretty much done for the day. What are you up to for the rest of today?
Oh, look, I need to go for a run desperately, so I've been a bit lazy. And then, of course, maths tonight with Mum on the couch. Married at first sight.
How nice.
New weddings. It makes me feel so much better about my relationship because I have a good relationship.
And they are absolutely cooked, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit struggling.
Nice. Well, enjoy that. A lovely evening with your mum.
What are you doing?
Off to Jimbaroo. Which is, I really enjoy.
Hang on, have you been doing this for a while with Esme?
I've gone to a few.
Okay.
Yeah, I go when I can. So today I want to go, so I'm going to enjoy that.
Do you sing songs and bounce the balls?
All that sort of gear.
Fun! You know, I'm going to go.
It's very entertaining.
Nice.
So I look forward to that. We also got a giveaway prize, and today a great one, and all this week as well. In fact, we got the most free tickets in town to the Newcastle show for 2025.
Ooh, it's back.
It's on 28th of Feb to the 2nd of March at Newcastle Showground. Get your tickets now at newcastleshow.com.au or win them with us. You just got to be listening to New FM at all times.
That's it.
Earlier in the show, we talked about if you are a back sleeper or you know one.
Yeah.
Like the full coffin style, you know. They lay on their back and they stay dead still all night.
So weird.
It is odd. Rachel from Maitland called up and she knows a back sleeper.
I know a friend who has a partner who sleeps like that, like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Yes. All tucked in and everything.
He does. He sleeps just like that. She says it. It's so weird.
Yeah, there you go. Well, congratulations to Rachel. Dobbing in your mate has won you some tickets to the show.
Well,
enjoy
done,
those. And don't forget, keep listening throughout the day. More chances to win these Newcastle show tickets. They are the hottest tickets in town.
All week.
That's right, all week. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you then.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.